Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn, a centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, oh Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome to Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last week we were joined by Not-Not Matt. Will we still be joined by Not-Not Matt? Yes, because that's the recording session that we did with Not-Not Matt. So, enjoy the episode with Not-Not Matt. And if you really liked him, then why don't you tell him he's awesome? Like when you see him in the streets, or when you visit him at www.twitch.tv/notnotmatt. You know, just a thought, maybe make him feel good about himself. Give him lots of love. Anyway, onwards with the show. Huzzah!
Okay, Felix. All right. So I completely forgot that when we were in Peridot, Felix received a skull from Santa Claus that he called Boney. And Boney started talking to him and telling him stories. And it had some weird effect on him. And then I completely forgot all about it. So it's going to trigger this time. Okay, right. So he can't quite get there to you to have it trigger at the moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's going to go over here. And what will he do?
He's basically standing like amongst everyone. So the listeners at home, he's preparing his body for something.
He kind of speaks quietly to you guys, asking, Who are the targets that we're focusing on? Are we focusing on the big guy, the little guy, or all of them?
Let's go for the big guys at first. We might end up fighting the little guys, but...
All right, got it. I'll keep that to one side then. So he instead starts whispering into his hands and kind of twitching his fingers every now and again. Beside him as he's focusing intently on this troglodyte that's barely standing. And you guys start to hear him saying, "Oh, you're pathetic. You can't even take out one kobold. What are you going to do, you stupid troglodyte? You're so stinky. You're so smelly. Why don't you wash yourself? Oh, my God." As he casts vicious mockery on the troglodyte.
I'd love that attack. It's like my favorite attack.
So he's speaking that directly into the troglodyte's mind as well. 22 verses will definitely hit, so don't need to check. It does 2 psychic damage to him. But with that, all plus the D8 as well, which I'll roll. If it hits, still that much psychic damage to the creature, and it has disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes. So now when that troglodyte goes to attack something, he will be at disadvantage. So we'll roll the D8. It's an extra 2, so that's 4 damage to him. 4 mental damage as the troglodyte begins to cry.
Oh, I wish we could collect his tears.
With that vicious mockery, energy begins to surge off of Felix as he suffers from something called wild magic.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
And we'll see what happens. A 92. Oh my God. Well, okay, so you guys are fine. He has this surge of light emanating through him, and it kind of bursts out and just creates an aura around him. His eyes that were burning red kind of have this white hue to it as well now. And I say Giggles is you're more of the spell type and you have high arcana. Let's see if you do recognize the spell that has just randomly triggered on him. Arcana.
God mode.
So I need you to roll 29, you definitely recognize it. He has randomly cast a reincarnation spell on himself. So if he should die at any point in this fight, he would immediately come back to life.
Nice.
I hate him.
We all turn on him to see if it works.
Like, he kind of whips out the skull from his satchel and is like, oh, the energy doesn't seem to be doing anything at the moment. He's tapping it and you see like energy sparking from it. It's like, oh, maybe it's because I kept it in the bag, so that he somehow with string and rope he's tying it to his belt. Lady Giggles.
Are we actually able to see in this cavern?
Yes. Felix lit this area up, so you guys are fine.
Okay. I was like, did I miss something here? I was like, maybe I was... I don't know. Okay, anyway. Right, I'm going to move forward to be just beside Lee. Yeah.
So like,
and then I'm going to shoot my crossbow at the troglodyte, please.
Alrighty. Giggles. Crossbow. Twang. 15 is not enough. The arrow thumps into him, but doesn't dig into his scaly skin.
Missed.
It hits his pride. He's sort of now like he's feeling even worse.
Like, why is everyone getting up on me?
If he gets reincarnated, will he get reincarnated as an emo?
I mean,
it's not the troglodyte that's reincarnating. It's Felix.
Oh, damn it!
I mean, he could reincarnate as an emo. We don't know. We're not writing this story. Dave's the DM. He can make anything happen. Make it happen, Dave.
Anything else you would like, Giggles? You have a minor action. Is there anything you want to learn or do or say? It all depends if any of these creatures understand common.
I don't think they do, would they? Well, the kobolds might.
Yeah, you could try and communicate with them.
Okay, I'm going to say, hi!
You're right.
Hi, kobolds. We are here to help you.
Put the kettle on.
Yeah!
With that, they are too busy fighting the troglodytes. They don't pay attention to what you've said.
Oh, okay. That's life, then, isn't it?
May have needed to say something different. Kobold's turn.
Get out of here now!
The kobold will go from the one to the left, and then we'll go round clockwise. That kobold is going to use its shifty ability. He can shift one square. So as he shifts more to this square, so these troglodytes are big boys. They're covering up four squares rather than just one. So he shifts around and swings his short sword at him. 19, it hits, dealing 4 damage. The mark doesn't affect the kobolds. Troglodyte is heaving and struggling to breathe now. As the other kobold shifts round after seeing the group of people coming in, swings its sword. 15, it misses. The troglodyte manages to slap his sword out the way.
He's like, what are you playing at?
Yeah.
Like, no. Kill the troglodytes. And now down at the bottom.
Wait, did they say that in common or draconic?
Draconic.
Okay.
19, dealing 8 damage to this one.
Ooh, cheeky.
And the second one misses.
He swings and he missed.
The troglodyte, who's barely able to stand, wielding a great club,
just dies. He hits himself in the head.
Swings forward. Oh, it was a critical one. It fails. He can't hardly hold that club up. It's too heavy for him now. As he goes to try and swing, it ends up just flumping to the floor, and he drops to a knee, and he's quite pro. Oh, no, and they also get he gets disadvantage as well, but I could see if he gets a double one. We'll see if he gets a double one. A double one makes it worse. Okay, no. So yeah, he's now dropped to his knee. I'm going to say he's prone now, so anyone who attacks him gets advantage on him, as he can barely stand up. The second troglodyte swings its great club, getting an 18. Is that enough? It is enough, but it's a glancing blow, so the kobold's AC is 18, and it is dealing 4 damage.
Ooh.
You see a troglodyte get buffed into the face with a massive club. Milo.
Right, so I'm going to leave this troglodyte to be murdered by you all, because I can shoot quite far. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think my range is like 20 squares. Let me just check.
Yeah, your range for bows tend to cover like everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, your short range is 20. So anything below that, you shouldn't technically be able to shoot at because it's too close. But your long range is like 40 squares.
No, I'm going to say that we can.
But I'm going to say you can just hit. Just leave so it's fine. Yeah, just count your long range. Don't really ignore your short range.
I will. I'll mark this guy. The second troglodyte, and I'll try and help the kobolds out.
Okay.
With a dual strike.
So you got a bunch of rocks that's between him, so he might have a little bit of cover trying to shoot him, but you may be able to shoot over it. See how good your bow shots are. Natural 20, maximum damage. So in battle, when you roll a natural 20, you do max damage. So with that mark, see your bow... 10, so yeah, it's giving you a 10 there, so that's fine. Plus the 8, and then we roll one more d10 on top of that. 6, so 24.
Is that including my mark as well?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
You struck it in a very vital area.
It landed straight in the crotch.
And that's only his first one.
So this troglodyte is suffering a lot with that first shot, because that was a crazy shot, firing over the rock and hitting him directly. Second shot coming in, 16 and misses. It thuds into the rocks.
Well, that one, the first shot was going out, so he shot another one to knock it up, and then it sort of went over and hit him straight in the balls. And the troglodyte goes, "Oh no!"
Right in the knackers.
In his own language, he's like, "Ah, ah," doing the Family Guy thing.
Oh.
Anything else you wish to do? I think you moved, shot, you got a minor action if you wish to do anything.
I'll say to the the kobolds, I'll be like, we got your backs! See if they understand common. Or if I speak Draconic, then... Wait, was it that I spoke Draconic, or was it just because of the helmet?
You know Draconic as a language. That's your second language, so you can read and write and speak Draconic.
I'd say Draconic, I'll be like, "We've got your backs," to the troglodytes. Not to the troglodytes. That would be really confusing. They'd be like, "What? Why are you shooting at us then? Yeah. What the fuck?" I would say it to the kobolds.
No, I got your back, as in I hit it.
Yeah. I got you in the back. I'll say
diplomacy, to the... Diplomacy of 19. And you see this one who's closest to you definitely looks over.
Do I have the other still some fighting. Diplomacy stuff?
I don't.
Was that something I saw earlier?
Look down at your feats and class features, because yes, you might.
Where am I going again? Sorry.
So on the stats, go all the way down. I think we saw it on race features. It mentioned something about diplomacy.
Gain plus one diplomacy checks.
And that's if they're a certain distance away.
10 squares.
10 squares, yeah, you're within 10 squares. So that boosts that 19 to a 20 because of Lee. Okay, so with that, yeah, the kobolds closest to you, especially this one, he kind of looks over to you, recognizes that you're talking to him in his language, and from what you understand, he believes you as he continues to fight the troglodytes.
He sort of looks back and he's like, there's a little curt nod, and then we sort of look, we both sort of like,
yep.
You know, we're like, yeah, you all right?
Yeah, you're right. Make eye contact, like going to kiss later.
Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, they've got forked tongues.
Lee, what do you wish to do?
Right. I am going to...
So you can do your actions in any order. So you can move now, or you can move later, or whatever.
2, 3, 4, 5. Can I go there?
Yep.
And then I'm going to do a furious smash.
Okay. Ooh. So you're in his stink zone. It is very smelly where you're standing. So your attack gets reduced by 2 when you roll it. Furious smash is a critical fail. Your first one, a critical fail. Your furious smash causes your sword to bounce out of your hands as you smash and... As you're swinging, the weak troglodyte getting pushed back by the kobolds kind of fumbles into you, causing you to lose your grip on your sword. And your sword then lands. If I can just have this. I'll use a green dot.
Hold on. Hang on. I get two-handed weapon expertise, gain plus one attack.
It doesn't help if you roll a 1.
Damn it.
The 1 overrules everything. So your weapon now is lying on the floor where that green splodge is.
Damn it.
Well, at least with the personality change, your luck hasn't changed at all. Still just like... weapons are flying out your hand still, and you're like... Crossbow bolts are flying away. It's like, it's all good. Nothing's actually changed.
I'm going to scream at him, eat shit.
Can I join in with that?
Sure. Okay.
Felix moves up to the troglodyte, and the moment he does, suddenly the skull that's beside him flashes this kind of white, bluish flame and pulses out towards the troglodyte. Let me have a quick look.
Oh, God. What is this? Milo's like,
yeah.
Good God! So,
like a miniature burst that just blasts out towards the troglodyte the moment he gets near to it. And 10 plus... What is it hitting against?
His skull. I like to imagine that he's
fortunately going to it misses. So the burst flies, basically washes over him, but is not enough to damage him. And then Giggles, especially, you see that strange energy that was around Felix after Boney told the story has now dissipated.
Boney M.
Well,
and Felix is there going, "Oh my God, what was that about? I didn't even know I had this power. I just wanted to come up and give him a stab, you know, a little cheeky jabber jab. But what was that about?"
I imagine it's like the Team Laser explosion from back in the day. Yes. They would sort of thrust their crotches and lasers would shoot out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it's kind of like that. Like, Felix sort of thrusted his crotch towards the troglodyte and it was like, pew!
Pew, pew!
The troglodyte was like, what the hell?
He's then going to whip out his tambourine and start banging it against his hip and his hand.
Thank
and
God.
Creating a little jingly tune, does a little dance and staring, trying to make eye contact with you, Lee, with a weird grin on his face as you awkwardly stand there getting a bit disturbed by him. And with that, you've now gained a bardic inspiration, which means that if you wish, you can add a d6 to any of your rolls that you do, apart from damage, to make it better for you to do something. So if you're trying to hit something or trying to use diplomacy or whatever, it will add to it.
Okay, is that on the next roll, or can I use it anytime?
At any time. So I'll put a green dot on you, so that's a reminder.
Yay.
So Felix has inspired you with his tambourine.
He was singing the Big Timmy's House theme.
Thank you for bashing at me.
The Big Timmy's House Adventures theme.
Giggles.
I shall move just behind Lee's sword. Excuse me.
Just behind Lee's sword.
Yeah. There. So I still have the, I have nice range of the troglodyte.
Sort of see where he
see
is.
See where he is. Oh, so I won't be able to do a. I'll do a crossbow.
Still using your crossbow?
Yeah. I don't want to hit anybody with my magic, you see.
Your lightning would just hit it.
Would it?
Yeah, I don't, there's not burst on it. We just like shoot a light, like a lightning bolt
at
him. A
laser to it.
Yeah. You've got good accuracy with your storm spike. It's not a burst.
Okay, we'll do a storm strike then.
Alrighty, storm spike coming in to finish off the troglodyte. 16 reflex is enough, and that deals 7. Describe how you cast the spell and destroy the troglodyte.
I moved into, I walked slowly into position, taking my breath as I went. I then focused all my power and saw the troglodyte in my vision and just went pew, and down came this lightning strike and it went pew, and he burst into pieces.
I like that if it did actually make those sounds as well. It's like, pew!
Pew, pew, pew.
All the creatures are like, what is that noise? And it's like, this bolt just goes, pew. It makes a hole into him, but it's still, pew!
He bursts into pieces as well. People are like, I thought it would sound more threatening, but that sounded really cute.
That was the cutest death.
The troglodyte doesn't actually mind dying. This is adorable.
This is adorable.
Anything else? You have a minor action as well.
Can I do any dungeoneering for the area?
What are you looking for? What do you wish to know?
There's this thing here, isn't there?
You're trying to learn
about that. What that is?
About the machinery.
Yeah, what's that machinery?
Do do do. Dungeoneering coming in. You recognize it, well, you can assume it to be some kind of pump system, but that's all you know.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it's like a pump system to get the water out.
Yeah.
Could we use it to go through that path?
Oh, yeah.
Kobolds. With that good diplomacy, the kobolds begin moving. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5. How much do they move?
The thing is, as well, it's unheard of for Milo to be friendly towards creatures.
Yeah, it's very unheard of.
For dragon, he likes dragons, though.
Yeah, but he'd probably knock them off the coffee table.
1, 2, 3.
He just goes and pats them off the edge of the cliff. Like, oh, God. We shouldn't have trusted a kobold. They're known for this.
Milo.
Right, so
oh, no, televisualization. I'm more... Sorry, I'm going to get them to dash. I forgot they could do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There I was about to say, you haven't done the troglodyte down the bottom.
Oh, yeah, these two kobolds as well. Doop. Hey, yeah, the troglodyte didn't get his turn, did he?
No.
Why did they... Okay. Right, so those two kobolds, I'll bear in mind that you've moved, Milo.
Yes.
Okay, so one troglodyte swings his sword. It rolled it twice for me for some reason, and misses. The second troglodyte swings his sword. Hit, dealing 7 damage to it.
I was about to say, you mean cobalt, not the troglodyte.
Yeah. That troglodyte is now looking badly wounded as the troglodyte strikes back at the kobold who hurt it and is going to bite it. 23 hits, dealing 6 damage to it, biting onto its shoulder.
Oh, that's terrible. What a horrific noise.
As the other kobold who's not getting bitten looks at Milo confused. As he's making these weird noises. Okay, Milo, continue your turn.
So I'll just use dual strike on him, on the troglodyte.
You're calling in an airstrike?
I'm calling an airstrike.
Yeah.
Deploy the helicopters! And all these helicopters come out and start shooting them up.
Just need to do one thing because I completely forgot about him. This kobold gets hit by a javelin for 6.
No. Oh no, there's another. Is there another guy?
That kobold is looking badly wounded. Okay, you're dual striking on the troglodyte.
Yes. On Trogamon. Blogger. Because he's a blogger. He's an internet blogger.
The first shot barely misses him.
He's making a TikTok.
Yeah, he's a TikToker.
The second shot definitely misses him.
That sucks. I'll use my minor action to... to work out if I know anything about the pump system.
Okay.
As well. Because I might be able to... Maybe I'd used a pump once.
I guess your time with your master, I can't remember if he was human or not. You've seen mechanical stuff like this before. You definitely confirm with what Lit Giggles would have told everyone else. That it is indeed a pump system. There are multiple pipes leading off to different areas, and you can only assume that the miners here must have tried to reduce the level of the water to continue mining, but something made them abandon the mines.
It could be something even worse.
Yeah, sinister.
Like a Gorgon.
You can also tell that the pump system doesn't appear to be running.
Because of the water.
It's off. It's not on.
It's not working.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
We
need to find the on switch.
Where's the plug?
Where's the free phase?
So, Matt, if you wanted to get your sword back, you'd have to move where that blob is and then use a minor action to pick up your weapon.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yep. Okay.
Now I can only move 2 squares.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can attack with your crossbow. It just might be difficult to hit that troglodyte, but I guess it's worth a try.
I just imagine you picking up your sword and then just walking out, and I'm being like, "What are you doing? Come back!" I won't go down the old Vic.
Be sleeping with the fishes because there's water in it.
So now you go to power, and if you want to try shooting it, you scroll down to one of your yellow ones, which I think would just be crossbow or hand crossbow, and roll that if you wish to attack.
Um,
and just don't get a one.
Well, you could re-roll technically. Well,
your inspiration adds a d6 to it.
A d6.
Won't allow you to re-roll the one.
Well, if you
you only get 7, you still miss. So
if you shot the DM in real life, then you could do whatever you wanted, but you might go to prison.
Yeah, don't want that.
This is good podcast material.
You've turned into a fish.
So you flop around and everyone sort of like stares at you and the
Felix
like,
just bursts out laughing.
Sorry, I'm just I'm checking my inventory. Yeah, I'll go with this crossbow.
So you click just on starts, power. Like,
his you eyes go massive.
You don't want your inventory? So yeah, there you go. Crossbow 16 versus AC is not enough. You missed the target. But it was worth a try.
The arrow sails off into the abyss.
Felix.
Sorry, Lee's still like trying to get to grips with his identity change.
Yeah, the orb is now turning him into a fish.
It's all right. I mean, we all go through. We've all been a fish at some point.
You hear whispers in your head, Matt, going, Magikarp, Magikarp, Magikarp.
Calimar,
Calimar, Magikarp.
Mentally turning into a Magikarp.
Calamari.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
We have to get a fishbowl for Lee.
Wow, those guys sure like fighting, don't they? And doing other stuff with kobolds and all sorts. Anyway, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you to Dave for doing all the writing and the DMing. Thank you to Tanya and turning up and playing the game. And thanks to me for being me. Don't forget to check out the podcast next week when there'll be more shenaniganery. And the week after that for more D&D. And don't forget to check out Jazz Chicken at www.twitch.tv/jazzchicken and tell him that he is a sexy fish. Like Magikarp. Now get out of my house. Bye!